Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Lee James of the 64th Legislative District in Venango County. Representative James, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's an exciting time here in Harrisburg. The House has been in session, acted on some legislation this week, and it signed into law the same week, and that will make some major changes to the way we buy beer and wine in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you. We in the House passed, in a bipartisan fashion, I want to hasten to add, a bill which will change the way wine and beer will be sold in the future in Pennsylvania. For instance, very important, if you are a connoisseur of wine and you like to drink California wines or Washington wines, you will be able to actually order from either of those states, and wineries will be able to ship directly to your home a case of wine. Also of import to everybody is the amount of hours that you'll be able to actually shop for wines. At this time, we customarily do not have office hours during holidays, and we'll use 4th of July, for example. If you're about to have a party for your neighborhood and you forgot to drop in on the state store on the 3rd, following enactment of this law, you'll be able to drop down at your store on holidays and weekends and so forth and take care of that particular bit of business. In addition to that, if you are dining at your favorite restaurant and wish to bring up to 4 bottles home with you, the restaurant will be permitted to sell those to you, which they cannot do at this time. Grocery stores will also have wine selections available for you. And I think the other thing of note is you'll be able to pick up 6 packs of beer now as opposed to cases only if you're out shopping.
Also, there's some really big news on the economic front, and I understand it has to do with natural gas, and it has to do with the way natural gas is utilized after it comes out of the ground, and it could actually be really good news for the gas business in Pennsylvania and the economy. What's going on here?
Well, it absolutely is good news. 24 hours ago, the Shell Corporation announced, and we've been waiting for this for a long time, announced they were going to build their cracker plant in Beaver County in western Pennsylvania. It's expected to generate 6,000 jobs during the construction phase, and there will be a permanent 600 job capacity involved with the plant. The spinoff of this is critical as well. It could be up to 17,000 brand new family-sustaining jobs in western Pennsylvania as a spinoff to that, because there are so many products that are made from natural gas. We've got plenty of gas in the West. As many people know, that actually contributes to why the price of natural gas is so low. We're all enjoying that. But the amount of products that can be made from it is stunning, and we really look forward to, and we're very grateful to hear from Shell in this announcement.
Also, there's some good news for Pennsylvania senior citizens who make use of a program that gives them a little bit of a help out sometimes with their property taxes or their rents. What's going on here?
Depending on eligibility, it's possible for Pennsylvanians to get a rebate on property tax, which they have paid from 2015. You have up until the end of June to apply for this rebate. Well, the good news is down here in Harrisburg, we've extended that deadline to the end of 2016. So if you are eligible, you can get up to $650 back for your rent or property taxes, which you may have paid. Customarily in the past, if you were eligible last year, for instance, for the rebate, the state has mailed you a form so that you can fill it out for this year. If you do not have that form, or for some reason we've missed you, we apologize, but you can drop in on my office in Seneca, Pennsylvania, and our excellent staff will help you fill it out.
Representative James, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Lee James.